This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishneh Yomi. We are in Kalim Yud Aleph Vav. Today we'll do Yud Aleph Vav and Yud Aleph Zion. Let's back up to Dalet and Hey. Dalet. Okay, so we took Barzel iron that was Tameh, that came from a Kli Yishon, or was at least possibly Tameh, and we put it together with Barzel that is Tahar, that is brand new, just taken out of the iron ore. And we make a kli. What's the halacha do the chayish for tumah yishan? Because we said by metal kli, I mean after they break, if you reconstitute the kli, they come back the old tumah midrabanan tumah yishan. So we say it goes by the roiv. If it's half and half, we go luchumra. And so too when it comes to chalama. Chalama is a type of mud that would when hardened would form a kli cheres and glolim manur, which is not mikabel tumah. Put them together, same thing. Cloistera. What is a cloistera, Rabbi Sai? Can you tell me what a cloistera is? A cloistera is the nagger. But this one has a knob at the end you could use to crush your spices and whatnot. Okay? This one is also used not attached to the ground, so it has another use. Un memaila, it's mekabel timah. But if it's wood and just covered in metal, it's tahira. Oh, this Rabbi Sai is a very big site. Will be coming up again, and I'm sure many times in Kalim. We're go buster the ikar hakli, and since the ikar hakli is wood, even though you're covered in metal, but the ikar is wood, you have a din of a wood kli, and pshute kli, eights are not mekabel tumah, many not mekabel tumah. Okay, pin and porn out different parts of the locks. The pins are pins. You liked that one yesterday. The pins are pins. The porna is that bolt that slides back and forth, and the pins hold it in place. And loosen with the key of the guns of Maiz, we saw yesterday, Givaldic or Tame. The Chiddush over here is that each one is concerned independently. Each one is Mekabel Tumah Bifnei Atzmai. Fine. Yeshua says, Dr. Yeshua. Take it from one door and drag it out during Shabbos. Reb Tarfon says, no, you just carry it. Some learn it's machlokes about muksa. Some learn it's adin. It's about talking about kalim, chatzos sheni murevis, etc. I'm not going to go the whole thing again. It's getting late. Okay, Rabbi, is that Mishneh? Hey, the scorpion of the prumbia, the bit of the bridle, right? Did I get that?
The bit of the horse's bridle.
The bit of the horse's bridle is tamei. It's has attachments, a metal cleat. Has its own shame. Has its own shame, right? So it's a tamei. L'chayayim, those jaw pieces are tahirim. Those are decorative. Decorative things for an animal apparently are not mekabel tumah. They say, we'll speak about that in the next parak coming up in a couple days. Okay, fine. Now, religious disagrees. Why? They say maybe because the jewelry of the animal is only if it's used on its own without attached to a real kli. But since this is used as jewelry attached to a real kli, meaning the akrov, the scorpion, then it's mekabel tumah together with the akrov. All right. Chachamim say, no, not true. There's no tumah. We said, isn't that just repetition? Some say it's to reiterate that that's the halacha. But when it's mechubra kol tumah, because we have everybody say another major fundamental in Kalim, kol mechubra l'tumah, tumah. Something attached to tumah is tumah. Rabbi say, get that klal straight in our heads. Mishnah Vav. You ready, Mr. T?
Yeah. Rudy ready.
Pika shel mateches. Okay, what is the pika? The pika is the spindle, has a ball on top. Okay? Also known as the whirl. That is a word I did not know. The whirl. A metal whirl. Rabbi Kiva metamei v'chachamim metarin. Rabbi Kiva says tamei, and the chamim say tahir. Ay, 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 ay. Got that? What was the point of the metal? It's to give it weight, to make it work better. So what's the story? So the spindle itself, I guess, is wood, right? So it's pshutei kli eitz, it's not mekabel tumah. Is that right? Let's see. Or So the pichas matechos. Doesn't say what the spindle was made of. Let's keep reading. So Rabbi Akiva says tame. Why? Rabbi Akiva says the pika is its own independent kli, and it's mekabel tuma. That we learned in Mishnah Beis. Kol kli matechos sheish l'shem bifnei atzmoi, that they have their own function. They're tame. Chum say it doesn't have its own function. Pika just means ball. When you say pika, you need to explain what you mean. You mean pika of a spindle. I don't quite get it. So you're telling me what? You want the pika's mekabel tuma on its own. What if a tuma would touch the pika? Do you say it's mekabel? What about the spindle? Spindle's wood? They don't say what the spindle's made of, right?
It says wood.
It says by your wood?
The picture is wood.
I don't know if I'd go by that. Yeah, you're right, but I don't know if I would. One second. I don't know. All right. I'm a little confused by this, amongst many things. If the spindle itself was cobbled to them, maybe it's negay in case the spindle fell off. I don't know. So many things are not clear. So many things are not clear. I need like a Gemara. We'll hash this out. Mitzupah Tahira. Okay, that we know. If the pika is wood and covered in metal, it's tired because you go by the Ikra Kli. Ikra Kli is not Makabal Tumo. That we spoke about already. Fun. Weiter. Hakush. That's the spindle. Right? Yeah.
Yes, that's the spindle.
Ha'ema. The what?
Distaff.
Distaff?
What is a distaff?
The rod that holds the raw fibers before they are spun.
Which I don't understand.
Fibers from the distaff are wound around the hook on the spindle, which is spun, throws the fibers into the thread. Wow, fascinating. The distaff, what is it? It's a long stick. Yeah, because we don't know much about weaving, so what do we know about spinning? You wrap the wool in order to set it up for spinning. All right. Makel, that you lead an animal, it's metal. Use it, it's a cleat. Okay. It's a rod. Stick. Symponia. Type of musical instrument. Do we know anything about it?
Never heard the word before.
What do they say it is? Musical wind instrument. Similar to a flute. Maybe it's a clarinet. Sounds nice. Chalil is a flute, right?
And the flute is
a flute. A flute is matachas tmeyin. It's open, but if they're wood and covered in metal, tahirim, because they go by Iskara Kli. You go by Iskara Kli. Simponia. Back to our good old Simponia, which I decided was a clarinet. Mesh bel base kibble can afi him. If you could have, has a container for the valves, then it has a kibble. Has a receptacle, a container. And benkach benkach tmeyam. Benkach benkach tmeyam. Okay, weiter. Ready, Mr. T?
Zion.
Yeah. Karen Agula Tmeya, a rounded, bent horn, curved, because it's used as a container. Now, all horns I know about have holes on both sides. The Gemara says they were made of animal bones, so they're only meant to kabotoma if they have a kibble. The round one has a kli kibble because they used to put water in it for a child. Yeah, I mean, I remember the Gemara. I don't remember how we established Balamaisa. It's going to fall out, maybe because you hold it at an angle. That gets into the whole Shaila if you have, you can't stand on its own, that whole shmooze. Uh-oh. We're being invaded. Gotta hurry up. Okay, but if it's a straight horn, then does not have a base kibble, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. Fine, that makes sense. Ma'isa mitzupas shalosh shama teches tmeya. If the mitzupas is the part at the where the mouthpiece, right? The mouthpiece is metal. It's called mitzupas because it's swoofy. It's very narrow. Okay. Fine. So that was metal. That's mekabel toma, even though there's no container, because metal's mekabel toma even pshute klimateches. Weiter. Hakav shelo. The kav is the wide end. It's bell. Interesting. I didn't refer it that way. The other end, Ptarvin says, made out of metal, it's mekabel toma, because it's its own kli. It takes care, it projects the noise. Its own independent kli. The chomer of the opinion, then no. It's tuffle to the Karen. In other words, not mekabel toma. So again, Tarvin says it has its own use. Chometarin, no, it doesn't have its own use. It's part of the Karen. Okay. They said this is similar to the Machlokes by the Pika, by the Kush. There's a Tashmish Bifnei Atzmai. This is that you saw it, what we spoke about at the beginning of the parak. You have to have a Tashmish Bifnei Atzmai, a Shem Bifnei Atzmai. Shas Chibura Nakol Tomei. When it's attached, everything is Tomei. When everything is attached with the mitzupis and the kav, the whole thing is the tabel tumah. Kol mechubel tamei tamei. Good. Kiyotze similarly. Kanei menayra tahirin. The branches of menayra tahirin. Because they don't have their own shame. They don't have their own use. They're only as have a use connected to the menayra. So they on their own do not have tumah. They're not a shame if they're atzma. They're not a couple tuma. They're on their own. A perach, the abos is tmein.
What's a perach?
The perach is where you put the candle there that holds the ner. It's a little plate that has an indentation, and you put the ner in it. Bottom of the ner, you have a abosis. They're tameh even on their own, because they have a shem b'fnei atzmoi. The perach holds the ner, the buzzes holds the menaira. V'shas chiburon, when it's attached, they're called tameh. And when it's attached, everything is tameh. I don't 100% understand this. They say in the footnotes on the bottom, even though the perach and the buzzes don't do melacha by themselves, they only do it with the chulyos, there's something that has its own shame. Because when they are attached to the menorah, they do their own, achieve their own use on their own. It works on its own. The Kanei menorah doesn't work on its own. All right. It's a little more work, but I think we have to stop here. Okay, shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.